your blessing, Father. Amen.
Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him. And without him, nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shined in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light, which enlightens everyone, is coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world became to be through him. But the world did not know him. He came to what of his own, but his own people did not accept him. But those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, and those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by man's decisions, but of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So good morning, everyone. Merry Christmas to you. Hope God gave you everything, all the desires of your heart and your family, prayers, and all the praise. Amen. It is truly a good Christmas because I had a good Christmas. It's such a good Christmas. It makes you reflect on everything that you had in your life and what we have now. God is so good to us today. He is so good. So on this day, we have a beautiful celebration in our church. Christ is born again, and the church invites us to share the joy of the angels and saints. So please give a round of applause to our God. Because Christ is born, and he's among us. In our human history, we can remember all the days and all the times and all the past journeys we had. But the greatest journey is the Christmas journey. It's when God decided to come down in the person of Jesus Christ. And that's where our gift is. That's where our salvation is. So that's why this is a joyous day. It's a joyous day because we have been given a chance again to receive Jesus, to receive the salvation, to receive the love and the grace God has bestowed on us again, to let us know that he's always been with us. So I'll allow you to pray for me today, because it's bittersweet for me today. Because this is my first Christmas as a deacon. This is the first Christmas where I have a change in me that I want to give to you. And crossing that bridge, that's the Christ bridge. That's the bridge of salvation, where we all should have that personal journey with Christ. So if you were to allow me and extend your hands on me, because very emotional day today for me, and I hope to God that he be with me. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for sending your Son on that one glorious night to be born of a virgin, to live a perfect life, and to die on the cross for us. We thank you for that. We thank you for allowing him to be raised from the dead so we can have salvation. We thank you for this Christmas and all the future Christmases that we should have in this church and in our homes, that we can celebrate and open the gift of eternal life through your Son, Jesus. Father, I ask that you send your Spirit today to all of us. Allow your word to penetrate us deep, and to move away all the inconsistencies that we possess, so we can have the Spirit of God in us. And we ask this through Jesus' name. Amen. Again, I said this is bittersweet for me. But during this Christmas season, we know the reason for the season. It's Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. But the real reason that we are here today is to celebrate the birth of Jesus, the God child. It is the child who gives us salvation. But I would like to name this homily the gift, because it's the gift that God continues to give us throughout our whole life. And during my upbringing, you know, I can always remember that my mom had enormous Christmas for us. My wife can concur on that. I told her a lot. And the only picture in my mind was this big tree full of lights. You remember the angel hair that stretches? I couldn't find that today. Couldn't find it in the stores, right? So it was all beautiful, nice and full, the angel hair all around, Christmas presents all around. And in my head, my focus is, they were all mine. I mean, that focus would be like, wow, all this is for mine. And we had a family of five. So as a child, our focus is the need. Our focus is the want. Our focus is the lights, the tree, the atmosphere, the Christmas music as a kid. And it's joyous. But when you grow up, you get to discern what is real and what is not. And what is real today is that the child Jesus is born. God gave a decision to mankind to come down in the spirit of the flesh and grace us with his love. Christ Jesus is in all of you. So when I flesh, he lives within you. Because every day we wake up is a gift on top of a gift, on top of a gift, on top of a gift. So he should get the praise and the honor and the glory. Nothing but gifts. Just as that one picture in my mind, not sure how old I was, of that picture coming down the steps, looking at that Christmas tree, not knowing, wow, Jesus is the one who gave me this, only my mom and dad. But then again, you look at it and you say, where did all these gifts come from? I mean, I live here. Where were they? The gifts is from the heart. So when I say it's bittersweet for me, I can always see my mom sitting over there. We can all see our relatives in our minds about the joy that we have, about the personal relationships we had, and how God enriched that relationship. That is Jesus. That's nothing but Jesus. So you don't have to get something in your hand and unfold it and say, wow, this is what I always wanted. Because all we wanted was the birth of Jesus. We got it. We had it back then. We have it now. And we have it in our future. Because Christ died for us. We have eternal life. We've always had eternal life. But sometimes during the course of those years, we lose focus. That's why we have to be careful on Christmas. We hear all the Christmas music. We look at all the wrapping paper. We see the Santa and the mints. We've seen all this sleigh bells, and I'm looking, I'm sitting in my house, and I'm sitting down, and I look at the tree, and I see nothing but that. Is that the real reason for the season? I don't think so. Christ is that reason for the season. He is that one that sets us up to receive the gift. But my question to you today is, how can you receive that gift? Can you just go to the tree and get it? Can someone just give it to you? No. In order to receive that gift, we have to receive the person who sent it, God himself. He decided to come into human race and say, I'm going to give you my son. But that gift cost God something. It cost him his son because he loved you so much. Now, how can you put a price tag on that? You can't, because it's the love of God. And his love is infinitely better than that toy, than that gift card, than that car, if you get one. God is God. We have to allow that gift to be penetrated into our life. You know, I opened a gift just recently, and I got a gift card. I looked at it, but I laughed. And it was from Bath & Body Works. And I looked at the card, and I said, well, Bath & Body Works ain't me. It ain't me. So, I had a lot of Christmases. I never got a gift card from Bath & Body Works. I'm just using this as an example that, you know, I'm grateful, but sometimes the gift don't fit the person. So what I'm telling you is, when you receive that gift, you receive it with praise. You receive it with thankfulness. It might not fit you, but it's been given to you by a thought that someone cared about you, that someone thought about you. So how can we take this Christmas season and say, the baby Jesus is here for us? How do I receive that? Do you receive it in a negative way? Do you receive it with the kind of lifestyle you live? Rude, obnoxious, undeserving? Do you receive the Christmas gifts that way? Do you deserve it? What is a gift? A gift is something that is unmerited, something you don't deserve. So did I deserve that little small gift? I'm not going to answer that. But I deserve Jesus, because he has been there since I was small, and he's been with me today. And the gift that he gave me, that I've been praying for a while, is being a deacon. And I am so grateful for that. And I'm so grateful for him giving me the gift of my parents. Because Lord knows we need parents. But as parents, we need to teach our kids what's right and what's wrong. So I try to guide my grandbaby in the season for Advent, and she's a little giffy, like, this is mine, that is mine, would you get me? That kind of thing. Jesus is the reason for the season. He is the giver of all. And how we supposed to receive that gift, we supposed to be in a certain state. So we have to open our minds and hearts to receive Jesus. So when you get this gift card, or you get that kind of present, do you say, well, you know, thanks a lot? Or later on when you say, oh, I didn't get you anything, I should've. So now you're trying to buy something because you received something and you didn't give that person something. I'm only saying, we have to be generous. We have to discern our spirit. We have to let Jesus be an influential source of our generosity. Church, I'm telling you, God is good. He is so good, and I would jump up and down and tell you that throughout this whole season. He has been good to me, and he's been good to this church. Because this church, in the near future, we're going to strive. We're going to fill these pews. We're going to get the word out. We're going to evangelize. And we're going to bring people to Christ. That's what it's all about. Giving yourself to Jesus to give to others. We have to do that. Because we, as a people, as a Christian, as a person, we have to know how to praise. And if we have Jesus in our hearts, if we have him in our minds, in our eyes, in our ears, we can be a walking Bible. And we can tell that person, I know how it is. Although I haven't been there with you, Jesus knows how it is. And you reach out your hand. You know, I can remember when my kids were born, holding them and the little hands going up like that. You want to grab them with your fingers and play with them. How do you think Mary and Joseph felt holding the baby Jesus? I know they felt proud. And they probably didn't understand, wow, this is the Savior of the world? 9 pounds, 8 ounces? I don't think so. But they had faith, and they held that baby Jesus, and they played with him. They did his arms, his legs. The dad, I bet you, went one of these things like that. The love of the family. I'm going to share something with you that only my wife knows. Before my kids were born, I walked out of my house, or at least my mom's house, and I'm on a porch. It's a beautiful day. And I saw this man, woman, and child walk by on the street. And I said to myself, wow, this must be good to be young and then have a young family, you know, a baby. I said, I want one of those. I'd like that. Now, what made me say that? I don't know. But that's something that I wanted. And 7 years later, I had the birth of my son, and I got that. And I had the unexpected announcement of my daughter, which was good. But God gave me that. He actually gave me that. And I reminisce on that because God is in the business of giving. He's always been in the business of giving. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what you didn't get, no matter what you need, God has been there all the time. But you probably lost the focus. But don't let your lifestyle, don't let the roller coaster of life get you down, because he's there too. And what do we always say? Put God in your mess. If you put him in there, he'll straighten it all out. Like you're adding something in a bowl or something. Taste it and it's all good. Put God in your mess. So my message for you today is you take Jesus, embrace him, love him, adore him, because he did it for me. He opened my eyes back then, and he's still opening my eyes right now, because God is good, and God is always good. I sing praises to your name, O Lord, praises to your name, O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name, O Lord, praises to your name, O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. The name of the Lord is a tower. The name of the Lord is refuge. And today the righteous comes into his name to be praised. And I sing praises to your name, O Lord, praises to your name, O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Amen.
Amen. Amen.